Okay, I got it right this time. Well, I'd like to hear what you know. Things I don't know.
I just have one little thing to say today, and
One, Mike.
yeah. And I got on the meeting a few minutes late this morning, so maybe Mark said it already. So if he did, maybe you can forgive me. But God said to Hosea, I want you to go take a bride of whoredoms. And I want to ask you something. Whose job description does that sound like? You know whose job description that was? Jesus's. He had to go take a bride of whoredoms like us. And so I want you to keep that in mind when you read that book. That book's all about Jesus. That was his job description. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Mike. That was a good nugget. You sure that's all you've got?
I think so.
Rita's got something to share. No. Well, brethren, I'm sure some of you have once rubbed shoulders in that world. You know what that's about. Maybe you were delivered from that. Brother Larry, you've usually got something to share.
Well, Mark, you said there was many more verses in Hosea that speak to us. And the verse that my favorite verse in this book is chapter 10, I believe it's verse 12, where it says, "Sow to the Lord in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. It is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon thee." You know, that says a lot to me. God is asking us, pleading with us to sow in righteousness, and we will find mercy for all, you know, all of our shortcomings, all of our failings. And the suggestion or the commandment is to break up your fallow ground, that which is within us, the things that you know I talked about within the heart, within our heart, in the center of our being, those things that are still offensive to God. Let's see, sow in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. And when you do that, you can be assured what the word says, what God tells us over and over again, that he will forgive us and rain righteousness upon us. Those who seek will find. Amen.
The spiritual side of this, Larry, it's one of the verses I had down for the next time, but you brought it up. There's much more of this sowing in righteousness. Let me get the verse again. What verse was it again? Chapter 10, verse
12.
Oh, 12, yeah. Sow in righteousness, reap in mercy. Sow in righteousness, reap in mercy. See, this man that I knew long ago, back when I was in my early 20s, he came to salvation, he said, but he was not sowing in mercy at all. I mean, this woman was not, she was not being destructive to the children. At the time, she was not going out and seeking others. She simply had her problem of alcohol, and he was not merciful toward her.
Dad.
And he was, the other sad thing about him, I can talk about him. You never know who this man was. He claimed to have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And at this time in my life, I was not either. And he was very harsh in his, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, that. I mean, that was the way he was. And I don't think the other people knew the way he treated his wife. And I would go to their home. He was out working. I would go in the daytime when his kids were there, and some of them had rheumatic fever, and they had to be taking penicillin so that it didn't harm their heart any. And they were kind of timid little children, you know, and they'd come to the door, and I'd just check on them to see that everything was going on okay. But he was not merciful at all. So he was, this is what he was sowing in his life. Now, she wasn't sowing much of Christianity, but she wasn't showing harshness or violence either. I mean, she was kind of a meek, mild little woman. But his lack of mercy, I believe, contributed to her final demise. Yes, I know she had to make a decision too, but he didn't help it at all. And this is an example that I call of what are you sowing in your life? What are you sowing in your home? What are you sowing in your community of people that know who you are?
Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And I believe that, you know, if we're really living for Christ, that we have to be sowing mercy to other people. You know, you look at a lot of people that are out in the world, you know, that they don't know the Lord, you know, they haven't come to that knowledge yet. And you have to pray and hope that they will come to that place sometime. But we have to, in the meantime, be merciful to these people. For, you know, it's only the mercy of God that brought us to where we are. And again, you know, when I think about my own life, my motivational gift is mercy, because, you know, I know how merciful God has been to me throughout my life. And yea, even at this present time, God's mercy is always upon me and upon all of you too. And we have to acknowledge that and thank him for that.
Amen. Amen. Please feel free to speak up, brethren. Well,
hello.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, it's a very sobering word. It's a very sobering word, and like Brother Mike mentioned, that Uzziah was the Lord Jesus. Who came into the harlot which we are, and it's quite very humbling and quite painful in my heart that the thing that Gomer was involved in is what I and what the church is involved in. And you know, as you read it, as we read it, I could see myself, I could see the church in such depths of, you know, idolatry, idolatry of you know, politics, prosperity, you know, pride, and you know, it's so much. And God has been coming to us over the years. In recent times, I've been looking at the things that God has been speaking to us way down from when Brother Seth was sent to us in Nigeria, Port Harcourt, and the responses that we began to make and the things that God said we should come out of and stuff. And, you know, 30, 40 years down the line, we have given birth to Jezreel, given birth to Lorohama, given birth to Loami, and all that. And we seem to always go back to our lovers and think that our lovers are the things that are giving us those things. Particularly now, there's so much of turning back. And I'm saying, God, have mercy upon us. We need help. We need help. We need you to really help us to deliver us from the spirit of harlotry, the spirit that will not be content with the provisions of God, the spirit that says that the grass is greener across the fence. You know, so I'm just crying to the Lord on our behalf and for myself, that God will deliver us from this whoredom. Amen.
Amen.